Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. Are you Lord? Father, we thank you. Your word is active. Your word is alive. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Take this word and cut off things in our lives that need to be cut off. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and uproot things that need to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. Take this word and revive us, O Lord. Sharpen us again, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Revive us again, O Lord. Quicken our mortal bodies, O Lord. Let us not remain the same. Let a new fire, a new zeal, a new passion for the Lord come into our hearts, O God. Lord, take away this lukewarmness in the name of Jesus. We uproot lukewarmness from our lives, O God. Every form of lukewarmness, every type of lukewarmness, everything that is lukewarm, we remove it from our lives. In the name of Jesus. 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 Anoint our eyes with eyes up so that we can see. Clothe us, Lord, with the garments of righteousness and holiness so that we will be clothed. And give unto us fresh beginning, fresh strength, and fresh grace. In Jesus' mighty name.
On Sunday, we started sharing something. This is our month of enlargement through missions.
And
we have been talking about souls
and many other things.
And on Sunday, I remember I mentioned. So we were talking about the fact that every single second, people are dying. And every second, almost every second, two people die. And we were looking at the statistics. Very frightening. That every minute, 106 people die.
Yes, minute, but could be an nipa wahani.
Every hour, more than 6,000 people die.
Don't really be a nipa brum pim siani.
Every day, 153,000 people die.
Yes, they be an nipa pim waha any edunumi and sa.
Every month, 4 million, 4.6 million.
Million and 9
people die on this earth. And every year, about 56 million people die. And I remember Reverend D mentioned that that's somebody's whole nation. Died and gone. And I also mentioned that since January this year up till Saturday, the 16th of August, 34,969,164 people.
Yes, nipa million a year eduasa and nine any a tree and a woo.
That is a lot.
We nipa bebre.
And one of the things we were sharing. Is that every second people are dying. But how many of them are going to heaven? And how many of them are going to hell? As they die and go, where are they going? A lot of people are going to hell every single day. And so we were saying that it is time for us to arise and share the gospel with every single person we see who doesn't know the Lord Jesus, because you never know where the person is going. That person may leave your presence and just go and die. And what if the person is going to hell? An eternity of suffering. And so we all must take this assignment of sharing the gospel more seriously than we are doing. Can somebody say a big amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This
Hallelujah,
evening I bring you a message.
Yeah, mommy, they are semi brains.
That there is no one who cannot be saved.
Yes,
there is nobody who cannot be saved. Nobody is too big or too small. Nobody is too rich or too poor. Nobody is too good or too bad. To be saved.
So
the title of what we are sharing tonight is that nobody is unredeemable. Nobody is
unredeemable.
Now the word redeem means to compensate for the faults or bad aspects of something. To make up for the faults or bad aspects. It also means to gain or regain possession of something in exchange for money. To buy something back. It also means to save. To rescue. To justify. To vindicate. Compensate. And qualify. Let's put our hands together for Reverend D. So we are looking at the fact that there is nobody who cannot be redeemed. Even the worst things that we have in our houses can be redeemed. Can be restored. Can be reused. Sometimes the metal scraps and the plastic waste
and the rubber
in our homes, we can sell them or give it to somebody
near
the
movie,
and the person will reuse it. The person will redeem it and restore it because you bought that thing, kept it in your house, used it. Then somebody comes to buy it back from you and reuses it for something. And I didn't know this before. So I was always throwing things away. If it's spoilt, you throw it away. So the other day we were tidying the house. Clearing many things. So I brought out many things. Because there's this tall place under our staircase where we keep some things.
Steps now see our these new
things are becoming too many things. Let's clear the
place.
So with our daughters, we started. We brought everything out.
Fawebra,
and then we repacked.
So
there were a number of things that we had put outside for the rubbish man to come for. And I remember they were telling me, Mommy, this one, somebody can use it. And they said the rubbish man cry, I'm sure he will come and, you know. So I said, so the man came. And when he came, we showed him the things. And then he said, so he collected, you know, the rubbish and all that. But I realized that he was separating some things. And then Sandra said, he is going to sell them. And I said, really? Then he also said, he will sell them. So the money, when I looked at the rubbish, the amount of rubbish, the money I would have given him for collecting the rubbish, he said, I think 10 or something. And I said, he said,
Mepewase Muntia. I said, Mepewase, I said, Mebusu, and Ibiobua, if I saw a way,
So the next time he came, he said, oh, he went to sell the things and got some money. So everything can be redeemed. Everything can be bought back and used again or used for gain. When we were young, I don't know if people still do it, but when you have your slippers, bathroom slippers. Exactly. I was going to say we used to call it chale wate. I don't know if they still call it chale wate. Chale, let's go. In Ghana, that's what it means. Chale, let's go. You know, it's like you're in a hurry. Somebody comes and says, hey, come and accompany me. So you quickly put on the chale, let's go.
Chale, let's go.
So those are the bathroom slippers we used to use and we still use. And those days, when it comes off, especially if you are not from a very rich home, or you are in school and you don't have money, the chale water gets torn.
Chale nitia.
The nose, and you know. You push it back. And then you put a pin. Or a safety pin.
Or
a nail or something. And hold it. Then you wear it. You have redeemed the slippers.
What says yes?
Please, can you show us? I know some Dada B's and Gen Z's don't know what we are talking about. So this one is even an office pin, safety pin.
Okay.
So when the slippers is like this, we don't throw it away. Today, when it's like this, people throw it. Oh, my slippers are spot, and then we just throw it away. Please go back. So those days you push that, you see, when it comes off, it means the head has come off. So we put in the and then you put you put in the safety pin to hold it. And amazingly, it will last you for a very long time.
Oh, mommy, obi to me shana hane tuna ne nentini si form.
Exactly.
Oh, man, say that.
So you can keep wearing it. So even things like slippers, when it gets spoiled, those things, we don't throw them away. We redeem them. We rescue them. We help them. And then they become useful again. As human beings, we were sinners. Well, we are believers here, so I'm using past tense. We were sinners. We were filthy. We were spoiled. Rotten. Fit enough to be thrown away. And into hell. But Jesus, the great Redeemer, saw it fit to redeem us, to bring us back again, and to make us useful one again. That is a good place to give the Lord grace. That we could have been thrown away like some chale wate. Oh, but the Lord has redeemed us. And I'm here to tell us tonight that there is nobody who cannot be redeemed. All the unbelievers we see around us, there is nobody who cannot be redeemed. There is nobody who cannot be saved. There are some who condemn themselves, but they can be saved. There are some who feel that I'm not fit. All this gospel you are preaching, the kind of sins I have committed, the kind of things I have done, if I want to begin to tell you, the day will not end. But such a person can also be saved. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
As we move about, as we drive about, let us remember that there is nobody who is beyond redemption. There is nobody who cannot be saved. That is why we share with everybody.
Tom, Dick and Harry,
rich and poor, good and bad. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because there is a chance for everybody to be saved. So there are some who condemn themselves. Luke chapter 18 verse 13. The Bible talks about two men who went to pray. One of them was a tax collector. A publican. People who were considered sinners. Because they used to cheat people and collect their money and multiply it and tell you you owe me 1,000 instead of 200. So they'll take the 200 where it should be and then the rest is for them.
So,
people didn't like them at all. And they were considered sinners.
Yes,
but the Bible says, this man went to pray. And the Bible says, and the tax collector, standing afar off, he couldn't even go near the altar. I mean, like, I'm not worthy. When I look at myself, when I look at the things I have done,
hey,
I cannot even be accepted. Why am I even coming here? He was standing afar off. He will not even raise up his eyes. The Bible says he was not so much, he would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven.
Was one man in his room poor and shower throw?
No.
Was been sent for terror day. My ear bonnet.
I've done too many things.
My ear near my bonnet.
I'm so evil. Oh, I don't think there's anybody like me.
Be anywhere to send me
from many people.
Oh,
I'm so bad.
He
couldn't even raise his head.
Won't be man in his room.
The Bible says,
I trust him.
He beat his breast.
What is happening?
And said, God. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner. This man had already condemned himself. I'm not worthy. I mean, how can I even come near to God? But perchance,
maybe
this God will have mercy on me. And so he said, be merciful to me. Be merciful to me. There are many people we are seeing on our streets. There are many people we are seeing in the marketplace. Some of them have condemned themselves already. They look at their lives and they see that I'm just too bad. The things that I've done, the boyfriends I have had, the abortions I have committed, the girlfriends I have had, the people I have killed, the people I have cheated, the things I have done. When I look at my life, I don't think that I'm even worthy. I don't think that God will accept me. And such people condemn themselves. But the good news is that such people can also be saved. Can somebody say amen? They are the people who realize that they can't do it on their own. They need a savior. I need mercy. But the wonderful thing about this scripture is that the Bible said this man went home justified. He went home justified. Yes. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified. We'll talk about the other man later, so I don't want to continue. But he went justified. There is nobody who cannot be saved. So when we go out sharing the gospel, we meet people like that. They have lived in terrible sin all their lives. Even though everybody was born a sinner onto this earth, they look at their lives and they feel that as for me, I'm more than all the other people. Even the person coming to share the gospel with me, I'm just too bad. And sometimes they just bend their heads. If you know what I've done, if you know the life I have lived, but the Bible says he went home justified. When we share the gospel with people like that, they may feel that they are not worthy, but we let them know that no matter how unworthy you feel, no matter how unworthy you look, Jesus loves you and he came for you.
And
even if it was left with just you alone on this earth,
just
as you feel, he will still have come to save you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And when you share the gospel,
now you become
and such a person takes the word, he or she leaves and goes home justified. The word justified means he has been made right with God.
He suddenly becomes
just as if he had never sinned. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we spread the word to every person, no matter what group they are in. The second group of people are those who are condemned by others. So we are saying that there is no one who cannot be saved. There is no one who cannot be redeemed. Even though I'll be putting a clause there later. For now, let us know that there is no one who cannot be saved. So as we see unbelievers, we don't put somebody in a box and say, as for this one. I remember today we went to and one of the people attending to us, like I shared yesterday, I tried to share the gospel
where
but the way she was behaving and just, you know,
she
had some attitude. Oh. But I said, I'll still talk to her.
So
she was supposed to help us with the thing, so she carried it. So I said, the car is over there.
Because
in my mind, I said, as we are walking towards the car, I'll start talking with her. Then she put the thing down and said, they don't allow us to go towards the car. Before I realized she was gone, so I was telling Sandra that, this girl, I was not come to talk with her. But you see, no matter how the person looks, no matter how the person behaves, do you know that you can even enter a place with the intention of sharing the gospel, but the person's attitude, if you are not careful, this whole thing, is it a force? You can, because of the person's behavior. So you may put a person in a particular category and say, this one, she's not ready. But you'll be surprised. Those are some of the people, as you are sharing with them, the tears start coming. Because the hard exterior was
succumbing.
The many problems the person is going through, of the hopelessness in the person's life. So we don't just look at the exterior and say that this one is not ready, or I won't share with this person. So there are some who are condemned by others. We put them in a particular, this one is not ready, this one I shouldn't share with her now. And there are people like that who are condemned by others, but they also can be saved.
Also to me,
can somebody say amen?
Amen.
They also can be saved.
Also to me,
Luke chapter 7. We'll read verses 37
and 39.
The Bible is talking about the woman who brought an alabaster box of fragrant oil and poured it on Jesus. The Bible says, and behold, a woman in the city who was a was she the only sinner in the town? Anybody who is not born again is a sinner. But a lot of times, we categorize sinners. We look at our neighbor, that girl who comes out of her room in some very short dress, and then the way she walks, she's chewing gum. She'll not even greet you. Greet her, she does as if she doesn't So sometimes we look at people and we feel that some are more of sinners than others.
So the people
who were there, most of them were sinners. They felt that she was the sinner part.
Or a first class sinner.
But thank God, even though others were condemning her, this woman recognized that, no, I shouldn't condemn myself. Let me go to the Savior. Because if she was condemning herself, she would have said, fire away. But she came.
And
she worshipped him.
She
poured her precious oil. And at the end of the day, the Bible tells us in verse 48 that Jesus said, your sins are forgiven.
Wow. Hallelujah.
When you look at verse 39, the Bible said, now when the Pharisee, Simon, who had invited Jesus, saw this, when he saw the woman going to Jesus, he was saying to himself, look at this sinner, look at this woman. I'm sure if he had his way, he would have pulled her away from there.
But
thank God for Jesus. He didn't add to their voice and say, you sinner, what are you doing around me? He sat down calmly. The woman came near to him, worshipped him, poured her flask of oil. Verse 39 says, now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would know
who
and what manner of woman this is, who is touching him, for she is a sinner.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kensington and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers, and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260, or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.